It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Dave Cohen in for Scoot one final day here on WWL. This hour we're talking about New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell as she finds herself embroiled in yet another controversy. This time, federal investigators say a local businessman bribed her with Saints playoff tickets, a cell phone, and other bribes so she would fire an employee calling for an investigation of the third-party building inspector, Randy Farrell. This comes just after the recent indictment of Jeffrey Vatt, a man the Fed said was sleeping with the mayor while assigned to be her NOPD bodyguard, while both were married to other people, and he was allegedly logging their intimate time with the mayor as being on the clock at NOPD. So payroll fraud, according to the Justice Department, just the latest in a string of controversies that has surrounded this now two-term mayor of the city of New Orleans. And I think back to when she was running for mayor, and evidence was brought to our attention, and it became a pretty big news story that LaToya Cantrell was using her city council credit card for thousands and thousands of dollars of personal expenses, including groceries and other very obvious things that were not official expenses that the city of New Orleans would be paying typically for a city council member. Now, she and or her campaign ended up paying that money back, but that was when she was a candidate. And ever since she's come into office, it's been one controversy after another that surrounded her, didn't keep her from winning re-election with very little interest in anyone running against her, and now in her second term. Yesterday, she was at a New Orleans City Council budget hearing, and unsolicited, somewhere in the middle of her budget presentation, she made comments that pretty much appeared to be addressing this latest federal scandal surrounding her. Let's listen.
How I came in seems to be how I'm going out. Accusation after accusation after accusation, but also a track record of delivering results.
UNO pollster and political scientist Ed Chervenak joins us on the live line. Professor Chervenak, thanks for being here on WWL.
Thanks, Dave. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. Were you surprised that without any of the city council members asking her about this latest controversy, when she was there just to talk about the budget, she did have this, albeit brief, but pretty animated exclamation about how her last 6 or so years have gone in office as mayor of New Orleans.
I don't think we should be surprised. You know, she had an audience there, and she also had the media there. All the cameras were on her with the microphones, and so this was her chance to basically assert her innocence. And so, she, you know, given the chance, she took it.
I'm not really sure. Do you think that was her message, though? Was she saying, I'm not guilty? Was she saying she's innocent of all these? She said there's been allegation after allegation after allegation, but she also said she has a strong track record. Does that, I don't know, I didn't hear any exclamation or pronunciation that she was not guilty of any of these things.
No, she didn't say I'm innocent of these alleged charges. But she basically, I think, just tried to go on the offense at this particular time and basically just claim that, you know, it's all been accusations, it's all been allegations, nothing has been proven.
And we should note, she's still not charged with anything. We know that the federal government tried very hard to get Jeffrey Vapi to flip and testify against her. Sources that we trust very well have told us that. But Vapi, for whatever reason, would not. At least to this point, as far as we know, agree to testify about anything he knows about Mayor Cantrell in an effort to prevent him from going to federal prison. He instead has pronounced his innocence and says he will prove at trial that he is not guilty. Time will tell if that comes to pass or not. And she's not been charged in this latest scandal yet either, but she is clearly identified in the indictments as perhaps an unindicted co-conspirator, and only, you know, we will have to wait and see if at any point the feds or anyone else bring charges against her. That being said, how does the public, as far as at least the polling you've been able to do, perceive this mayor, and where is she at kind of in her evolution, I guess?
Well, I mean, you know, any of the polls that I've seen basically show her anywhere from the low 30s to the mid 30s in terms of job approval. I think a lot of people have just kind of established the idea that this is a mayor who believes she's entitled to the benefits of the office, and that, you know, they're not really sure whether the city's being run very well or not. We've seen a reduction in crime. We've seen some efforts to kind of build up the infrastructure for the Super Bowl. But I think a lot of people are disappointed in the mayor at this point. And I don't think there's anything she can say to change people's minds, that people have just closed their ears and basically just made up their minds on how they feel about this mayor.
You know, we go weeks or months without hearing from her now. It's been a long time since she's been, put herself in a position to answer any questions at any news events or any other events for that matter. And her public schedule is pretty much empty these days, with only very occasional appearances. Yesterday, she was addressing the city council specifically about the budget. She chose to make these other comments, but she didn't take any questions from the media there and hasn't in a long time. Maybe her lawyers are giving her that advice. Maybe she just doesn't want to answer the questions. Is it a good, not that she has to for any reason, because clearly the only way to remove her from office would be a recall, and the only effort to do that failed pretty miserably. So I guess she doesn't have to face the media anymore if she doesn't want to.
Well, you know, she's in the basically the final quarter of her tenure. She's only got a year left, and I think she's just going to basically run out the clock and hold off the media as long as she can, you know, outside of, you know, her actually being indicted for some charges. So I think this is just going to be their strategy, avoid the media, try and do more retail politicking, go out there and talk to the folks directly rather than through the media lens.
Is there anything she can do at this point to have a legacy that maybe she would be proud of or happy about? Or is her legacy really going to be that she was involved in scandal after scandal, yet never, at least to this point, and we'll wait and see, but if nothing changes, despite all the scandals, never actually faced any criminal charges? She had to pay back money in several occasions. She had the tax, the backlog tax issues. She wasn't paying her taxes. She did pay back the money that was allegedly misused on her city council credit card. And there's been other examples of where she's remedied situations from some of these controversies, but not facing any actual justice.
I mean, that's the real question, is if she does face any, you know, substantive legal issues, if she does get indicted, then certainly that would affect her legacy. But if she's able to get by without being indicted, you know, she'll probably just be known as a two-term mayor who's more of a caretaker for the city than anything else, and didn't really move the city forward like most strong mayors would like to.
A lot of people complained, particularly in her re-election bid, that there was really no real competition, that no one who had an opportunity or a chance really to beat her got in the race. And then some others argue that she's been made a mockery of the mayor's office. Should we be optimistic that in the future we could see some strong candidates return to be mayor of New Orleans and that we could see a redemption of this office?
Well, I hope, you know, we get some strong candidates, you know. And the reason that she faced such a weak field in her re-election is that just because of history, no mayor in modern history has been denied a second term. And so that goes into the calculations of politically savvy individuals. And so they're not going to, you know, put their money out there just to be defeated. But now that it's going to be an open seat, we should see some real competition, and hopefully we get some qualified people who, you know, decide they want this position.
She seemed to indicate in her 12-second statement yesterday that she's had strong accomplishments. Can you think of, or do you think the voters think of anything she's done in particular that would tend to make them agree that her performance has been good for the city of New Orleans?
Well, I think if we're going to give her credit for anything, it's probably hiring Ann Kirkpatrick as police superintendent. And we do seem to be experiencing a downward trend in crime. And so the mayor will probably take credit for that. You know, it's the way things work. When things go well, the mayor gets the credit. And when things go poorly, all right, the mayor gets the blame.
Of course, there was a search committee that was formed, and for the first time ever, the city council had to approve who was appointed the NOPD chief. And so she did have, for the first time in modern New Orleans history anyway,
right,
a whole lot of input from experts that she didn't necessarily ask for on who should be the next police chief. But I guess some could argue, and I've heard some people actually say, that we've had that success despite her, not because of her. But she did choose, and she did put forth Ann Kirkpatrick from the finalists that were presented to her to the New Orleans City Council. And it's hard to argue that Kirkpatrick has not been successful.
Right. And so certainly the mayor will want to take credit for that, even though we do have a new system where there's oversight by the city council. You know, other actors are putting their two cents in. So, but in the end, it's the chief executive who makes the decision.
We're talking with UNO pollster and political scientist Ed Chervenek. If you have any call questions, comments, and you want to share them or ask questions of Dr. Chervenek, feel free to join us right now on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870. When we come back, we'll let you hear once again what the mayor had to say yesterday and get your reactions to it. And I'll ask Dr. Chervenek more about what things look like going forward for the city of New Orleans. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Scoot, here on WWL. 504-260-1870. We want to hear from you after this.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This will be how I'm going out. Accusation after accusation after accusation. But also a track record of delivering results.
Someone texted us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870 after the mayor made those comments yesterday. When does the mayor's term end? Well, it's in 464 days, 8 hours, 32 minutes, and 51 seconds. Not that anybody's counting. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Scoot. Our guest is Dr. Ed Chervenek, UNO pollster and political analyst. Someone texted in, Professor Chervenek, and says, question for your guest. Where does LaToya Cantrell go after she leaves office if it's not prison? And historically, New Orleans mayors don't get elected to anything after they leave office, do they?
No, they don't. You know, the history shows that they kind of just fade into oblivion, you know, with the exception of Mark Morial, who's head of the Urban League, and we see Mitch Landrieu, who's co-chair of the, you know, the Harris campaign. But for the most part, they don't go on to become senators or governors, or, you know, they don't move up the political food chain. So
yeah, Moon Landrieu got a judicial appointment, but really, other than that, I can't think of anyone who had any political career after being mayor of New Orleans. And I guess maybe that if it's a dead end job, because it's hard in 4 or 8 years to fix 300 years of problems in a city and to come out looking like you've accomplished a whole lot in what's a relatively short time in history, you do wonder who wants to be mayor of New Orleans if it does not lead historically to a whole lot afterwards.
Yeah, you know, we have to remember we're a blue dot in a red state. So as the mayor of New Orleans, you are not going to have much success outside the city in terms of appealing to red voters and Republican voters and winning statewide.
Do you remember any mayor who's actually made a run for Congress or anything else that had any success in an effort to do so?
No one comes to mind.
Yeah, I don't either. And I'm here at WWL going on 28 years now, so at least in modern history, and I know you've been over there at UNO a good time too. We talked about how the mayor is perceived. The New Orleans City Council, particularly in the last couple of years, has taken a very adversarial role to the mayor and has really sought to exert as much power as possible in a city that historically has had a very powerful mayor's office, with the council not wielding as much power. Have we seen the dynamic change as a result of this mayor's perceived vulnerabilities?
We have seen a change. We do see a much more assertive city council. They have kind of taken some authority away from the mayor, particularly when it comes to appointing department heads. Now the city council gets a say in vetting these individuals. And, you know, in a system of separation of powers that just as nature abhors a vacuum, separation of powers abhors equilibrium, and so there's always a struggle on the fringes for power. And so the city council has been successful in kind of scaling back some of the mayor's power.
And a couple of the city council members may be in that number for the upcoming mayoral election. We know Cantrell cannot run again because of the two-term limit. And even when Mark Morial was wildly popular in the city, he was not able to convince voters to change the two-term limit and allow him to seek a third term. So her days clearly are running out, 464, what did I say, days left in her term. Do you anticipate that maybe that's where we'll see the strongest candidates come from, Helena Moreno and Oliver Thomas, seeking to be the next mayor?
Those seem to be the two big names that are being put out there. One of the things you got to be watching out for is who's holding fundraisers, because that'll be a clear indication that they're interested in running for mayor. The mayor's going to be moving into lame duck status here real soon. And so that will probably even make the city council much more assertive in their dealings with the administration.
Does she have any political power left? Does she have any ability at this point to move any of her agenda or initiatives forward based on the fact that she's essentially sunken into hiding and really has not been very visible as mayor other than in very well-calculated appearances where she thinks she can control the narrative?
Yeah, I think the question you're asking is, does she have political capital?
Yeah, any.
I think it's extremely diminished, and so it makes it much more difficult to convince others to do what she wants. She still has her formal powers. She's the mayor of New Orleans. She can, has the legitimate authority to exercise those powers. But in terms of being able to convince others to do what she thinks is in their interest, I think it's going to be much more difficult for her as time goes on.
One person did text in that says she has a dictator mentality and is good during a crisis. But those are the only kind words I'm seeing on the text line right now, that she excels. And she did make, while not as much of an appearance as she normally would during our recent hurricane episode, we did hear from her a little bit.
We did hear from her. And I also heard from her when she came to UNO, and she did one of the town halls for the budget meeting here at the UNO. And she was very positive, being very dynamic. She seemed to be right in her element. And so I think that's the kind of venues that she's most comfortable with right now.
Did the public that also showed up for this town hall seem supportive, or was there any kind of adversarial feeling at this meeting?
There wasn't much adversarial feeling. There was a few, a couple of questions about infrastructure, things like that. But for the most part, it was a fairly congenial meeting.
Ed Chervenak. Anything else as we see what is beginning to be the sunset of New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell amid her insistence that she has a strong record of accomplishments while she's been surrounded by accusation after accusation after accusation?
I think, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see what the feds decide to do. It seems like they're moving up the food chain in terms of indictments and trying to convince people to flip on the mayor and provide evidence against her. And if they're able to do that, then she could be in serious trouble.
Do you think even if she were to be indicted that she would step aside? Because obviously she wouldn't have to. She still would have to be recalled to remove her from office. Now, if she goes to prison, you know, that's another story. But clearly these cases never move that quickly. So that wouldn't happen in the next 464 days, 8 hours, 25 minutes and 39 seconds. But do you think even if she were indicted that much would change?
No, she would not. She would not leave the office. You know, we heard her the other day. I think that she would just basically run the clock out and just finish her term and basically face the consequences then.
Ed Chervenak, thank you for joining us with your expertise from UNO. We always appreciate your analysis and your information that you bring to us. And I know we'll be talking to you as we get closer to the election of the next mayor of the city of New Orleans. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Have a good day.
You too. Ed Chervenak here on WWL. All right, it's your turn at 504-260-1870 on the Owen Hart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We're going to open up to everything we've been talking about today. We started out the program talking about the panic buying that's going on, and I keep hearing from people texting us and calling us that they're going to stores and there's no toilet paper or paper towels. Apparently, those are the two biggest items that, for reasons that make no sense, people are buying up like crazy right now at store after store. Because I get it, and I understand the concerns about the dock workers' strike. Yes, there will be some disruptions to the supply chain, clearly, because of the strike, if it lasts long enough. But toilet paper is produced domestically. 90% of all toilet paper is made in the United States that is consumed in the United States, and the remaining 10% comes from Mexico and Canada. So there's no docks involved. So there's no reason there should be a shortage of toilet paper. Now, there is going to be because people keep buying it and wiping out the store shelves. So clearly there will be at least times when there's not enough on the shelves because of this panic buying. So we'll open that up. Have you seen panic buying? And are you stocking up on anything as the dock workers go on strike, demanding that they be protected from being replaced by technology? So we can talk about that. We can talk about the mayor, your thoughts on New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell and her assertion that she's got a strong track record of success while being surrounded by allegation after allegation after allegation. And we also talked about the governor of Louisiana, Jeff Landry, and his now repeated insistence that LSU return a live tiger to football games at Death Valley. That LSU football games once again have a live tiger there, even though support for this seems to be very limited. Why do you think the governor is making such an enthusiastic push for this when it seems like there's not a whole lot of support behind it? So all of that's on the table. And anything else you want to talk about, it's also National Name Your Car Day. So if you want to tell me what you named your car, I would love to hear from you. We got someone who wants to explain to us why people name their boats. So we'll let him do that coming up after this. And if you want to be in that number when the Saints host Tampa Bay and Sean Payton and Denver, enter WWL's Double Saints Game Day Giveaway. Score a pair of premium game tickets to both games, plus VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group, open bar, premium liquor, all the food you care to eat from a buffet, along with celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. Winning is easy. Go to WWL.com/contests, and you'll get a chance to win tickets for the Saints, Bucks, and Saints Broncos games from Dudley DeBosier, official injury lawyer of the New Orleans Saints and WWL. I'm Dave Cohen, back with your calls and texts, 504-260-1870, next. The floor is yours for the rest of the program. Anything you want to talk about, one person texts us on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870. I'm no fan of the mayor, but she did make one hell of a hire for a police chief. Somebody else says, Dave, local media has been way too cordial with Cantrell throughout her administration. She has been an embarrassment as a so-called leader of this city. I think she might disagree with you about the media being cordial. There have been plenty of media-led investigations into her activity that have led to more serious investigations that could result in criminal charges. But I also understand that there were times when some media were hesitant to challenge her, to ask her the tough questions, largely because she has a history of trying to intimidate the media and has made it clear that if she doesn't like you, she's not talking to you. And I think so there was a balancing act that people tried to carry on and not necessarily very successfully. Kathy, thanks for calling. You are on WWL. How are you doing, Kathy?
I'm doing fine.
What's on your mind today?
Because I wanted to say, as far as people that were mayor going other places and, you know, furthering their career, Moon did work in a prominent position in D.C. for quite some years. But
yeah, he got a HUD secretary. He was appointed as a HUD secretary. Moon Landrieu was. But I think our point was that there's no political future in terms of being elected to anything. There's no mayor of New Orleans that's had a successful election. Yeah. And you know, Mitch Landrieu has had a couple of positions, both with the administration and now in the Harris campaign. And Mark Morial is the longtime leader of the Urban League. So it's not that they, you know, have necessarily had no success afterwards. But in terms of political success, it's been extremely limited.
Oh, okay. Well, my second thing, and it might be a little naive, I'm not an Orleans Parish resident, but I drive through it twice a day to go to work and go home. As far as these old pumps that they say they're so old they can't get parts for, they have to make them and it takes so long. As a consumer itself and a budgeter at my home, wouldn't it make more sense to slowly start putting those old ones out to pasture, get more, a new one, and pay for it till it's paid and then get a second one?
Well,
it's time to
Kathy,
update and stop trying to repair.
Yeah, Kathy, you're not alone in that assessment and opinion. And in fact, the current Sewage and Water Board leadership does not want to continue to maintain, and it's the turbines that are the real issue, over a century old. And you know, they spent more maintaining these turbines over the last decade than it would have cost to buy new ones, and they've acknowledged that now. But what they're really doing now is building this new power substation on the Sewage and Water Board property that will become the primary a source of electricity for the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board, so that the turbines would then only be a backup.
Great, great, great. Because I don't know how many more years we can take. I know you said 400 days, but we politically call her LaToya the Destroyer. We call her LaToya the Destroyer.
Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate the call. Enjoy your ride home out of the city of New Orleans. Someone did text earlier that they went to the store today and all of the water was missing. All the bottled water was missing from the store shelves. They thought we were under a boil water advisory again. No, we are not. And it doesn't make sense that people are buying all the water or all the toilet paper or all the paper towels, because those are all things that are produced locally and sold locally, and there's no the strike along the docks will have no impact on that. Now, however, we will see shortages, at least temporarily, as stores have to restock all these things that people are buying up, it seems like by the pallet load from their local stores. Jimmy, thank you for calling. It's your turn on WWL. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. Yeah, man, all I see left is the one-ply, you know, like the economic version, you know, the sandpaper stuff, you know, the stuff nobody wants. That's about all that's left.
Yeah, what's the only thing worse than the sandpaper stuff is the slick stuff. It's like shiny slick.
Oh, exactly.
With no absorbency.
It falls apart before you even do anything, yeah. No, but hey, listen, I wanted to give a quick plug to and an invite to you and Coleman, your producer. Come on out. Come get some oysters. We're going to be at the Gretna Fest all weekend. It looks like it might rain a little bit Friday night, but Saturday and Sunday look good. There's going to be a lot of country acts. I think the Revivalists are headlining Gretna Fest Friday night. Saturday is kind of the country day. Dierks Bentley, Natasha Bedingfield is going to be there Sunday. There's no Saints game Sunday. So during the daytime, there's a bunch of old rock bands, Steve Miller Band's playing, Fog Hat, Blue Oyster Cult, lots of bands. So I think the weather is going to hold off enough. I want to invite y'all to our Croatian American Society oyster booth. Come get some oysters. WWL crew, come on over. Come say hi. We'll get y'all some free oysters. And, you know, you guys come swing by. I don't know when Scoot's going to be back. Traditionally, he'll come swing by the booth and shoot a Facebook Live video. But all you guys, come out to Gretna Fest. It's going to be a great event. It's $90 for a 3-day pass, and I think $40 per day. But, yeah, I think the weather's going to clear out. And we will
It looks, Jimmy, like we are going to luck out. So far, it doesn't look like we're going to see anything develop in the Gulf. And it's looking more like, even if anything did, a depression or whatever, that the bulk of that moisture, at least Sunday, maybe on Saturday, would kind of funnel over towards Florida. Still a little early to know on Wednesday, but let's hope we have great weather for all 3 days of Gretna Fest and the 2 days of the Fried Chicken Festival and everything else going on this weekend. We appreciate the call. Have a great time out there, Jimmy. Lou, it's your turn. Thanks for calling WWL.
Yeah, Davey boy, where you at, baby? It's
Davey boy. I don't know if anyone, Lou, I don't know if anyone's ever called me
Hello,
Davey boy before.
Lou.
What's up, Lou?
Lou from the parish. You know, I'm like, I'm Big Lou. I'm like you. I'm on meds too, brother. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I go to the damn store, Davey boy. I got no crap of paper, I got no paper towel, and I got no water, you know? And then, I mean, me and the little lady, Tubby, we want to get busy. I got no lube, Puffy Butt all the day.
Thank you, Lou. We appreciate the call. Wayne, thanks for calling. It's your turn on WWL. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good,
man. A couple of little things. You was talking about a bunch of different things. I really think that the Tigers got it really good. If you have a look at the place he's living in, hey, all I got to do is flip a little whiskey in his bowl or something, and he's just going to sit there. They're not going to abuse him. They're not going to hit him with a whip or anything. He's already a pup, you know. He's not beaten. He lives. Lots of people would love to live in what he's living in. That's
so like you would be okay. You would be okay, and maybe it sounds like you even support the governor in his call to bring Mike the Tiger out of his confines and put him in that trailer and bring him to Tiger Stadium like they did with past Mike the Tigers.
Well, it's not like he's going 20 miles. He's probably going to go a half mile because I think he's right outside the stadium.
Yeah, but
and all they got to do is put him in a nice-sized cage and roll him in there. And if his trainer is there, he can keep calming him down by feeding him. I mean, they bring monkeys and things like that, you know? I mean, just keep throwing a ham bone or something. I don't know. But I was joking with saying you could give him a little whiskey or something, some kind of LSU rum or something, you know? But, I mean, that's not abusing the animal. He's not going to get beat, and he might enjoy it if they win.
They gave Mike the Sixth, if they win. I don't think he would know if they won. Mike the Sixth used to go when he felt like it. If they'd back up the trailer to his enclosure, his habitat, they'd open up the door, and if he wanted to get in, he could. If he didn't, he wouldn't. But Mike the Seventh has never been there. The one thing the governor has changed in his call for having the live tiger at the stadium, he didn't say Mike Seven should be there anymore. What he said yesterday is a live tiger. So it sounds like he's calling for perhaps another live tiger to be brought to Tiger Stadium during the games. But I got to tell you, Wayne, you're one of the few people, Wayne, who has called or texted today that supports that idea by the governor.
Well, you know, he is Mike the Tiger, right? I mean, he's not there for anything else other than being Mike the Tiger, right?
Well, that's an interesting point, but the university doesn't see it that way. The university The university, Wayne, now sees it, and I appreciate the call. Thank you. The university sees it now as Mike's place is in his habitat, and that they're going to take very good care of him, and he's going to stay there, and they don't feel that it's appropriate. They say that the evolution of the treatment of exotic animals is such that they don't believe it's appropriate to bring him to the games anymore. We'll see if the governor has the ability to flex political muscle to make that happen. So far, LSU has steadfastly refused his calls to bring Mike the Tiger to the game. Getting a few text messages asking about smoke that is seen rising up on Magazine Street near the expressway. WWL's Chris Miller tells me he'll have more information coming up in the news in about 5 minutes, but it is what appears to be a residential structure on Magazine at Felicity on fire, and there are no injuries reported. We'll get more for you coming up in the news. Moonshine, thanks for calling. You are on WWL.
Hey.
What's up, Moonshine?
Hey, what's going on, man? Look, these people, they panicking. They panicking.
They are. But why
tiger,
buy toilet paper
tiger,
when that's not going to be a shortage?
It's made here. We
got
all toilet paper from Mobile, Alabama, Bogalusa, or either Zachary to the port to get sent out.
So our paper mills are exporting toilet paper, so there's no reason to think there's not going to be enough to go around because, well, they can't export anything because that's on hold too, so we're going to have too much toilet paper.
Right. Water is, we go get water from Texas, Hawkins, Texas, in containers and bring it to the port. You can go any given day right there on Almanasta.
All I can tell you, Moonshine,
and watch all the containers, get cold drinks and water from that little truck stop, and go to the port.
Moonshine, all I can tell you is people are doing what they think they can, what they have in their own power and control to do, and I guess it makes them feel like they're at least doing something, because it doesn't make sense. We're not going to see shortages of these products, yet people are out there buying them up, and we're hearing it at store after store after store. And if I get to a point where I don't have any toilet paper, I'm not only going to be questioning it, I'm going to be angry about it because it doesn't make any sense. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call. All right, coming up next, Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert, Mike Dottiglia, and Steve Geller. How do the Saints snap a losing skid in Kansas City? The great Deuce McAllister shares his thoughts at 4:20. Join him and the rest of the gang coming up next on Sports Talk. Thank you so much to Coleman, Ian, Scoot, Chris Miller in the newsroom, Joe in traffic, Diane Newman, and Jordan for producing. I've enjoyed these 3 days filling in. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. for the early edition of WWL First News. Everybody, be great out there. I'm out of here, and I won't be back tomorrow.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com